special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another deadly strike today carried out by the U.S. military on an alleged drug boat in the Pacific waters off Central America. Seven other strikes occurred in the Caribbean. President Trump says the U.S. is engaged in combat with drug cartels, but facing criticism for not providing evidence on the targets. ABC's Matt Rivers has more on the impact.
It's not actually having a huge impact on the amount of drugs arriving to the United States. If you're trying to send a message, if you're trying to make life more difficult for drug traffickers, then of course, yes, there will be some impact to this. If you are a drug trafficker operating in the Eastern Pacific, might you think twice before getting on that boat?
It is day 22 of the government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked on a fix. Democrats on the Senate floor today holding a marathon speech against Trump policies. Amazon says it's developing smart glasses to help drivers navigate deliveries on foot once they get out of vehicles. The AR glasses are paired with a truck camera to help offer directions and provide hands-free proof of delivery. This is ABC News. The most widely used COVID vaccines may offer a surprise benefit for some cancer patients when it comes to immunity.
People with advanced lung or skin cancer who were taking certain immunotherapy drugs lived substantially longer if they got a Pfizer or a Moderna COVID shot within 100 days of starting treatment. This is preliminary research reported in the journal Nature. It says the molecule that powers those specific vaccines, mRNA, appears to help the immune system respond better to the cutting-edge cancer treatment. Research was done at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston and the University of Florida.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. NFL head Roger Goodell, speaking at the annual fall owners meeting, says Bad Bunny is still the headliner for February's Super Bowl halftime show. It comes as politics is coming into play over the entertainment decision, with the Puerto Rican singer getting backlash after criticizing President Trump's policies, including immigration. Goodell says that they've never selected an artist where they didn't have some blowback or criticism. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24-7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even, I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24-7 with the Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Right now at the Home Depot, shop fall savings and get up to 40% off select appliances like Frigidaire. Get ready for a season of hosting with the Frigidaire Stone-Baked Pizza Oven, the only oven that reaches 750 degrees for restaurant-quality pizza in as little as 2 minutes. Start making hosting easier with fall appliance savings today at the Home Depot. Only when using Stone-Baked Pizza Mode. Offer valid October 2nd through October 22nd. U.S. only. See store online for details.
This news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newbert. Proposed legislation at the state capitol gets some star power. We get more from Bob Haig.
It would create a coordinated effort to improve availability and access to information about perimenopause and menopause. State Senator Diane Hesselbein.
It will save lives and change countless health outcomes.
Hesselbein and Representative Robin Vining joined on a Tuesday media call by Oscar-winning actor Halle Berry.
It's stigmatized. We're afraid because we're ignorant to what is happening to our bodies. That's why education is so important.
The bill directs the Department of Health Services to provide a portal to information and has bipartisan support.
Republican Eric Toney is running again for Wisconsin Attorney General. Sean Maloney has an update.
The 41-year-old Fond du Lac County District Attorney is seeking a rematch with current Attorney General Democrat Josh Call. Call defeated Toney by 35,000 votes 3 years ago, a difference of just 1.3 percentage points. Toney was elected as the Fond du Lac DA in 2013 and beat former State Representative Adam Jarko in the 2022 Republican primary for AG. The general election is next November, and the primary is August 11th. As of now, no other Republican or Democratic candidates have announced a run for Attorney General.
Governor Tony Evers warning that Wisconsin's food share program will run out of funding soon if the government shutdown continues. Evers says the Trump administration notified Wisconsin there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits. Evers says food share, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy. Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites could be without access to basic food and groceries if the shutdown continues. Evers' office says it is closely monitoring funding levels for WIC, a separate food assistance program for women, infants, and children. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Not all soils are created equal. To a farmer, that's nothing new. Different parts of your field yield differently. Advertising shares a lot of similarities. There are more choices than ever about where to put your advertising dollars. A recent survey shows farmers rely on radio for their ag news almost five times as much as social media. To use another metaphor, farm radio is the best soil for planting those seeds of advertising. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds on tap for your Wednesday and breezy northwest winds up around 25 miles per hour with highs topping out in the mid-40s. In the overnight, scattered clouds in upper 20s to near 30, mostly sunny Thursday near 50. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 46 degrees.
Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And thank you for joining us here for AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Great to have you with us once again, as always. Got a real busy show lined up for you here today. We're going to hear from House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota in just a little bit. We're also going to talk about that proposed Union Pacific Norfolk Southern Rail merger with Chris John from the American Chemistry Council coming up here in segment three, and we'll have a look at news headlines later in the show. But we're going to start with a news headline that came out late on Tuesday. County FSA offices are set to reopen on Thursday amid the government shutdown for critical functions. That, according to Secretary Rollins and the Trump administration. I was able to sit down and talk about this, as well as get some thoughts on the broader ag economy and government shutdown situation, with South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson late on Tuesday. Let's take a listen to that conversation and get things started here on AOA with the congressman's thoughts on the FSA office reopening.
Yeah, Secretary Rollins has been good about having conversations with me and others about how we can get these FSA offices back open, at least on a part-time basis. It's really created a cash flow crunch in farm country. Farmers drop off a load of grain at the elevator. The elevator cuts them a check, but the elevator often has that check made out to both the producer and to USDA, because maybe there's a lien on that grain or there's a hold on it because maybe the producer owes some money as part of a lending program, very standard lending program. And so the producer has been in a situation of not being able to get that check countersigned. They don't have money to pay their bills. It has become a bigger and bigger problem as the days have turned into weeks. Secretary Rollins really cares about farm and ranch country. She's been working her tail off to figure out a way to get these offices opened at least some of the time. And it was a big announcement today.
Well, and thinking about this, and I know that this has been something you've been working on, and on the Senate side, I know Senator Thune has been urging the administration on this as well. But amid everything going on, government shutdown, that's holding up this farm aid potentially here for producers and more. So having critical access like this, I know, is just, it's crucial right now for many farmers.
Well, and about every farmer I know, that, I mean, they don't want economic assistance. What they want is the ability to make money in the market. So here's an instance where they've actually, you know, they've grown the crop, they've delivered it to the elevator, they get the check, and all they need is for somebody to sign it at FSA. And so it has been really frustrating for them. It's taken people who, you know, have resources and turn them into cash poor folks, which they don't like feeling that way. The shutdown is stupid because all shutdowns are stupid. This does take care of one big problem, but there are thousands of others, which is why we got to get this government open. I just, for the life of me, I've struggled to understand why it has been such a problem to get this impasse resolved.
And speaking of that, what is the latest you're hearing from your colleagues, from Speaker Johnson and on the Senate side here? I mean, there's just so much at this point that's getting affected with this government shutdown. I think I'll echo sentiments, you know, you said there as well, that a lot of folks are fed up with what is going on, and especially the agriculture impacts here. There's just, I think a lot of folks are concerned and wondering, you know, can we lock everyone in a room and come to some sort of an agreement here, Congressman?
And it, of course, it is going to take 2 or 3 weeks to do the negotiations that are needed to pass a full year funding bill. The Democrats want to have a conversation about extending COVID era healthcare subsidies, not the basic tax credits in the Affordable Care Act, but those that are stacked on top of those from the COVID era. Lots of Republicans want to have that conversation too. Of course, we need to discuss what are the proper funding levels for each agency in the government. It's going to take 3 weeks to button all that up at best. I think what Republicans want to do is have those negotiations with the government open. The other side wants to have negotiations while the government are closed. To me, the solution's real easy. Open back up the government so we're no longer taking the American people hostage. Sit down, lock yourselves in the room, and let's get that work done over the course of 3 weeks between now and November 21st, which is when the short-term funding deal would run out if we open back up the government.
I know there's more talk now as well. Folks are concerned that if we don't see the government open by, say, November 1, there's going to be impacts to SNAP benefits and WIC benefits for folks. Obviously, not having farmer aid out there that is being widely talked about, and some even believe that that number might have to grow with the, you know, $10 to $15 billion that's rumored out there by the administration. It just, you know, thinking about it, in a nutshell, on some of those things, I know there's, as every hour ticks by, there's more folks who are getting concerned across the country, but especially across farm country.
Yes, there is no good reason why we don't have this government open right now. And listen, we've got a difficult tariff environment. We all understand what the president's tried to do, getting leverage through higher tariffs so we can get better bilateral deals. And I'm not a fan of high tariffs as a permanent part of the economic landscape. It would be nice if we could get some deals resolved quickly. I don't want to have to take tariff revenues and divert them to some economic assistance for producers, but that's really the situation we're at right now. And I think most people understand that that's going to be a lifeline to help people get through the year. I know the president's supportive of it. I know I'm supportive of it. We don't want to have that be the new normal. But if that's what it takes to get people through this harvest season and into the next planting season, I think that makes a lot of sense.
I should ask you about this real quick as well. This news coming out late last week, the administration saying they have a plan to help lower beef prices. President Trump making comments over the weekend about bringing in Argentinian beef to the U.S. I'm already starting to hear some negative feedback from various cattle groups on this. I'm curious if you've heard anything on this potential plan and any thoughts you could share with us on what you maybe are hearing in terms of beef prices.
I don't know any specifics. I have some concerns. I think getting involved in markets should generally be a last resort. I mean, the markets will generally work pretty well if you give an opportunity to do so. And yeah, beef prices have been high. That is the market trying to tell people to add some inventory. We haven't seen a lot of that yet, but that's the way. I mean, we want more domestically raised beef. It's the best beef in the history of the world. And it's not easy to do it, but we've got a heck of a lot of independent cow-calf producers that work their tail off doing it. I don't mind the fact that they're making money now, because there are plenty of years where they don't make money. So I don't. I have some concerns. I want to know a lot more about the president's plan. I understand why he may think it will help beef prices at the meat counter, but I'm concerned that it's not going to work quite the same way he envisions.
Congressman, always appreciate the time. Anything else you would add or reiterate for folks here today?
I know there's a lot of factors that have downward pressure on commodity prices right now, and I just want to thank everybody for holding on, doing what they can to try to navigate the storm. There are a lot of farm state folks in Congress on both sides of the aisle that understand how high the stakes are. We're trying to make sure we move in the right direction.
And once again, that was a conversation I had with South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson late Tuesday after the announcement of the reopening of Farm Service Agency offices. We'll talk more about that coming up later in the show. Up next, we're going to hear from House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support the best research for safer, more effective treatments and cures for our kids. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org to join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
When your business runs on wheels, downtime costs money. Cenex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel delivers maximum power, cleaner engines, and better fuel efficiency for every mile. Cenex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, protecting engines and transmissions under the toughest loads. From long hauls to local routes, Cenex keeps your fleet on schedule and on the road. Fewer breakdowns, less downtime, greater efficiency. That's the Cenex advantage. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, as we continue here today. The show powered by Cenex, premium diesel and lubricants. Talk to your local experts or visit your nearest Cenex store and go to Cenex.com as well. A lot of ways to learn more about their products. Right now on AOA, joining us, she is the ranking member on the House Agriculture Committee, Angie Craig from Minnesota. Congresswoman, it is great to talk with you again. Hope all is well.
Great to be back with you.
Well, I know a big focus right now amid everything that is going on. We got a lot of topics to discuss, but let's discuss the trade aspect of things. I know this past weekend you were part of a free trade event in Minnesota. There's so much going on. There's concern from folks across farm country about what we're seeing with impacts of tariffs and trade and the farm economy and more. So tell us a little bit about that event this past weekend and just your perspective on things right now.
Yeah, it was a great event to talk about how important these export markets are to Minnesota farmers, farmers across this country. And of course, when you've got across the board tariffs on, you know, two of your largest trading partners, including the ones you got agreements with already, Canada and Mexico, and one of your large export markets like soybeans. You know, my district's 40% covered in corn and soybeans every single summer. And right now it's tough times for folks. So a lot of talk about how we expand those trading partners, and in addition to whether or not we can ever get China back now that they've moved over to Brazil and Argentina for many of their imports.
Well, and I know that with the situation, especially with China and more, it's just, it feels like so many things are compounding upon one another here when it comes to trade and tariffs, and then farmers are seeing already low commodity prices and high input costs and just this cost price squeeze that really seems like, to use a pun, squeezing the life out of many in farm country, Congresswoman.
Yeah, it's look, the tariffs, they've inflated input costs and they've reduced demand, and it's shutting us out of markets. It's literally squeezing farmers from all sides. I'm truly worried. We've got, you know, bankruptcies up over 50% in Minnesota. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but I come from a family. My grandfather was a farm foreman, and that farmer lost the job in the 1980s farm crisis, and my grandfather lost his job. So this is all very personal to me. We're seeing it, you know, the stress in Minnesota among family farmers. And look, I was pretty, you know, dog with a bone on Saturday at this event. You know, the White House delayed the announcement of any potential farm assistance to family farmers, but interestingly enough, had time to organize a bailout for Argentina, our second largest competitor for soybeans, to the tune of something like $40 billion. So I truly am just stunned at everything that's hitting our family farmers, and of course, stunned that the administration isn't acknowledging and moving faster here.
You bring up Argentina, and another piece here that I would ask you for your thoughts on, this news kind of coming out in the last couple of days, and I know President Trump making note of this over the weekend in comments that they're talking about, they have a plan to lower beef prices, and part of that could be importing more beef from Argentina. I'm already starting to see some negative reaction from various cattle organizations on this. Have you seen any of this plan? Your thoughts on something like this? We saw something similar with the whole egg price conversation, and now we're talking beef, Congresswoman.
Well, look, the administration didn't reach out to me and ask what I thought of this, because I would have told them that this is the damn stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The idea that you're going to continue with, you know, additional, ag groups prop up a key competitor. I don't know what the hell they're thinking, to be honest with you, Jesse. I encourage the Biden administration to go find more export markets for America's farmers. I've encouraged the Trump administration to stop, you know, pissing off all of our, you know, competitors, friends over across the country right now. I just, honestly, I can't explain what they're doing and thinking, but everything they're doing just continues to worsen the environment in farm country. And I know I've got some farmers back home who are very concerned about the direction of the country, and farmers are going to need assistance. And, you know, I think the administration, the need is going to be so great that they're going to have to come to Congress for the authority to do what they need to do if they're going to get that assistance to everyone who's really being hurt by the trade war that the administration is intent on not just starting, but making worse at every turn.
We're having a conversation with the ranking member on the House Agriculture Committee, Congresswoman Angie Craig from Minnesota. And speaking of that farmer aid, you mentioned it earlier, you alluded to it earlier, that we're not going to see any sort of announcement until the government shutdown is over with. And then to your point, you know, there's been this rumor of a $10 to $15 billion aid package and tariff revenue and all these things. But traditionally, we see administrations come to Congress to, you know, administer this aid and things of that nature. And so with everything going on, with the government shutdown and unknowns there, I mean, your thoughts on any thoughts on how this might work itself out, play itself out, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, we've heard the administration is targeting probably $12.5-13 billion that they could send out without congressional authority. That is a drop in the bucket. We think the economic assistance that's going to be required is closer to $50 billion. And so they certainly are going to need economic assistance, congressional approval in order to deliver that kind of economic assistance. And you know, the truth is, Jesse, that it's a Band-Aid, because unless you solve for the trade war problem, we're going to be right back where we are a year from now. And my family farmers back home, you know, what they want are markets. They want places to sell their corn, their soybeans. They don't want government subsidies. And so, you know, the administration has sent our largest customer of beans to Brazil and Argentina. And, you know, we've got examples all over the place in Minnesota of, you know, decisions being made, you know, other commodities being sold to make room in the bin for, you know, more soybeans because there's nowhere to put them. So lots of decisions are being made right now as a result of this trade war.
And also, too, with the government shutdown, I know there's a lot of broader conversations that are happening. But something that I know has been hitting the news cycles here a bit is potential impacts to SNAP, to WIC funding, things like that. As some folks maybe not receiving those benefits here come November 1st. My wife asked me about that over the weekend and what I knew about it. So, I mean, things like that as well. I mean, are we going to see some movement, do you think, here on the government shutdown and trying to alleviate some of those impacts?
Well, look, you can't see movement when people aren't sitting down to try to work things out and talk to each other. And I, you know, I, over the weekend at this trade event, said we need the president to sit down with Republicans and Democrats in the Congress and facilitate and work this out and get the government back open. So, yes, USDA has notified states that SNAP benefits will not be going out in November. We think they're covered in October. I think the president has moved some money on WIC, so that shouldn't be affected in the immediate term. But, you know, we need to, you know, lock everybody in a room and nobody can come out until, you know, we come to an agreement to get the government back open. That's what we need to do. And, you know, when you think about what's happening too right now out in farm country, 27% of America's farmers and ranchers are on some sort of form of the Affordable Care Act. You know, it's called MNsure in Minnesota. It's called different names in each state. But the premium notices are just starting to go out, and farmers and ranchers are going to be paying an extraordinary amount for their health care. And that's a quarter of all farmers and ranchers out there. So, look, we need to get the government open. We need to extend the ACA tax credits so that those health care costs don't go up. I'm not opposed to strategic tariffs. They can be useful in some cases, but these across-the-board tariffs and picking fights with your friends and your enemies, it's just squeezing farmers from all sides.
Well, we appreciate the time. We're up against the clock. Final thoughts. We got about 40 seconds here. Anything else you would add or reiterate to folks today?
Well, look, I would just say the only piece of good news I can give you is that we are still sitting down, majority and minority staff across the aisle, to see if we can come to any sort of agreement on a skinny farm bill. My hope is that we'll get the government back open and running, and that we'll get economic assistance for family farmers and working families.
Ranking member on the House Agriculture Committee, Angie Craig from Minnesota. Congresswoman, great to hear from you again. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
Back with more on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants, right after this.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Milk markets were mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. November milk up 14 to 17.12. December down 4 to 16.47. January up 3 to 16.13. February up 10 at 16.26. Triple-digit losses in the cattle markets as the market saw little fundamental support in the marketplace to help assure traders that they could push contracts higher. Also, the trade was sitting on its hands waiting for Agriculture Secretary Rollins to share more details about what the Trump administration plans to do to restore and revitalize the beef cow herd in America. Meanwhile, hog markets were mostly lower in the nearby months as the trade did not see any type of fundamental support to move prices higher. October live cattle down 462 to 239.05. October feeder cattle down 785. That's the limit to 365.07. And December hog set down 87 cents to 82.40. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were slightly higher. Soybeans were mixed. Wheat markets were mostly higher. Higher MATIF wheat prices helping the wheat markets. Meanwhile, corn and beans continue to chop along at recent trading ranges. There's just not a lot of fundamental news to move the markets really one way or the other. December corn up 3.25 to 423. November beans up 4 to 1034 and 3/4. December wheat up 3.5.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA Agriculture of America as we continue our program today. It is powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants and Greases. Get the most out of your equipment by investing in quality products like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel. It can help improve your efficiency and maximize your operations ROI. Protect that equipment with Cenex. Go to your nearest store location, talk with your local experts, or visit Cenex.com for more information. Joining us right now on Agriculture of America, it's a topic that we have touched on now a few times on the show, and it's one that I think carries a lot of importance for agriculture, for rural America, for industry, and more, and that is the proposed rail merger between the Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern. Here to talk with us about this issue and this topic, he is the president and CEO of the American Chemistry Council. Chris John is with us here today on the show. Chris, welcome into AOA. It's good to talk with you, sir.
Thank you, Jesse. Good to be with you.
So give me the 1,000-foot perspective on where ACC stands on this rail merger. What are your top concerns with this potential merger, Chris?
Yeah, so the Union Pacific Norfolk Southern merger creates a transcontinental monster. It would allow one railroad to control nearly half the traffic in the United States, choking off competition, driving up costs for manufacturers, farmers, and consumers, and potentially weakening Americans' manufacturing strength. So this should be setting off alarm bells at the White House and in Congress. You know, President Trump came to office promising to revitalize American manufacturing, American agriculture, and this merger potentially undermines both of those things. So we think that it's a bad deal for business, it's a bad deal for consumers, and it's a bad deal for America.
Well, and like the chemical sector, agriculture, we know, depends on rail to deliver inputs like fertilizer, feed, et cetera, and then to ship out our finished product as well. I mean, there is such a reliance on rail from a logistical standpoint here in the U.S. And, you know, isn't there a big risk for kind of a double hit on cost and service, whether we're talking about, you know, things coming in, things going out, and again, not just ag, but the chemical sector as well, Chris?
Indeed, the risks increase exponentially. I mean, if approved, this merger would be a huge concentration of power in an industry that's already heavily consolidated. We've got four railroads that control 90% of the market right now. And as a result, service is already unreliable. Rates have already skyrocketed. Let me give you a little data to back that up. So freight rail rates are up 44% over the last 20 years after adjusting for inflation. So that's above inflation. 70% faster than trucking. So that, you know, consolidation is only going to make that worse. And that means that, you know, farmers are going to be paying a lot more to receive and send out shipments by rail. And on top of paying more, rail customers are going to get less and less service because they have fewer and fewer choices or that rail service. So we're incredibly alarmed about this, as you can tell.
Chris John, President and CEO of the American Chemistry Council, joining us here for a conversation today on Agriculture of America. And, you know, Union Pacific, Norfolk Southern, they've made a lot of big promises in terms of the benefits. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that chatter across the industry and social media even, et cetera. But, yeah, I mean, talk about this, Chris. Haven't we learned our lesson from past mergers already? I mean, you know, I think just recently, you know, CPKC was the biggest one we had, and we've had others before that. I mean, haven't we learned lessons that sometimes these mergers don't quite deliver?
Yeah, we should have learned these lessons, but apparently not everybody has. So, you know, past mergers have made a huge mess for the supply chain by causing system-wide service meltdowns. So I'm going to go all the way back to 1996. In the creation, you know, Union Pacific and Southern Pacific merge. And that caused a massive network paralysis and embargoes, which actually caused the Surface Transportation Board, the STB, that's the entity that regulates railroads. It caused them to put a moratorium on mergers in place so that they could write new rules to make sure that that never happened again. And you mentioned, the CPKC merger that just happened, and it caused their performance and their on-time service delivery to decline by over a quarter, by 26%, delaying nearly a bunch of shipments and resulting in serious disruptions at Gulf Coast refineries and chemical facilities. So, you know, as I like to say, we've seen this movie before and we know how it ends, and it ends badly for rail customers.
And I wonder about this too, Chris, and your thoughts here. I mean, are we really just talking about one merger, or could this, you know, possibly lead us to more than one merger? I think about the other big players out there. You think about CSX and BNSF. I mean, could this lead them to merge and create even more issues and congestion here, Chris?
Yeah, look, if anybody understands the competitive rail space, you've got to know that there's a very good chance that if this merger goes through, that another one will have to follow. And then we'll have two railroads that control nearly 100% of the traffic in this country. Again, eliminating competition from the rail network almost guaranteed. And so that's why I think your listeners should express their concerns now with the STB and their elected representatives before it's too late and you're left with no options. Don't wait until the train leaves the station. We need to act now.
That is such a great point, and that's one that I was thinking about as well. I had talked about on this show so many times about making your voice heard when it comes to various issues in agriculture or industry. And to use another pun, you know, once this freight train starts rolling down the track, you're not going to want to get in front of that moving train. So it's important, to your point, to speak up if you have concerns now before it's too late, Chris.
Yep. Politics is a contact sport. And you need to be engaged right now in order to have an impact.
Very, very true. Very, very true. And, you know, thinking about this, and we talk about it being a bad deal. Mm-hmm. Is there a better one that could help improve the freight rail system? What could that look like here in the U.S.? You know, and whether we're thinking about this from an ag perspective, from a chemical sector perspective, with what you work on there at ACC, I mean, what could be a better deal for the U.S., Chris?
Yeah, Jesse, it's a great question, because this is the biggest rail merger that the Surface Transportation Board has ever reviewed. And as I said before, it'll be the first that'll be reviewed under these new rules. Rules that require, believe it or not, Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern to prove that the merger will enhance competition, not just preserve it. So we urge the regulators to reject this deal unless it can meet that standard. And what we think is a better approach is, in fact, not more rail mergers, but looking at how do we, you know, foster cooperation and collaboration among freight rail companies. And so you mentioned BNSF and CSX before. They've actually announced a partnership that will allow them to work together and expand service, but without triggering the consolidation risks that you and I have been talking about here today. And so we think, you know, that mergers are really a distraction from addressing the larger systemic problems that have plagued freight rail for so many years. And so, you know, you can look at things like reciprocal switching, which I know is probably a little too into the weeds maybe for your listeners, but what it does is allows more competitive options for freight rail customers at competing railroads in nearby interchanges. And the whole point of that is when American railroads compete, American consumers, American farmers, American manufacturers will win. And so, you know, we're trying to work with folks to have as many competitive options as we possibly can in the freight rail space. And we think that's a real win for America.
Yeah, to your point, reciprocal switching, trackage rights, you know, those have been around for decades, all these different things. There's ways to work collaboratively together without a massive, massive merger. Chris, this has been a great conversation. Really appreciate your insights. Anything final you would add or reiterate for folks on the show today?
Yeah, I would just, again, urge your listeners to get engaged, to contact the Surface Transportation Board and let them know you're concerned about this merger and that we need more rail competition, not less. We need a deal that works for Main Street and not just for Wall Street.
I know folks can learn more about the American Chemistry Council online at AmericanChemistry.com. With that, President and CEO for the American Chemistry Council, Chris John, thanks so much for joining us here on Agriculture of America and sharing your thoughts on the potential UP Norfolk Southern Rail merger. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Jesse. Good to see you.
Once again, Chris John with the American Chemistry Council joining us here today on AOA. And again, such an important topic, a lot to watch as this Union Pacific Norfolk Southern Rail merger progresses. And again, to Chris's point, if you have concerns about it, you should speak up and make your voice heard to the Surface Transportation Board and your elected leaders and more. Today's AOA, again, brought to you by Cenex. Power through the season. Cenex has what you need this harvest season as things are in full swing. You can count on Cenex Store's high-quality lubricants to keep your operation moving. Just go to your nearest store and talk with your trusted local experts. Or if you don't know where that local store is, you can find it online. Just go to Cenex.com for more information. You'll be able to find all the details you need there about Cenex premium lubricants, premium greases, and premium diesel fuel. We'll take a look at Ag News headlines and close things out here on AOA. Back with more right after this.
May 15.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well. I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Think about it. You take thousands of steps every day. Shouldn't every single one of them feel amazing? Well, with ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins, they can. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides amazing arch support for all-day comfort. And best of all, you get all this comfort, stability, and support with the ease of Skechers slip-ins technology. Just slip them on. There's no bending down and no struggling to tie your shoes. Just step in and go. Try ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
In the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your equipment is an investment. Protect it with Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is designed with advanced detergents to keep injectors clean and engines running efficiently. Cenex Premium Lubricants are triple tested for quality and proven to extend the life of your tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment. From the first seed in the ground to the last load off the field, Cenex helps you go the distance. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-296-1288. That's 800-296-1288. 800-296-1288. Before the offer ends.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here on Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel and keep your operation moving. Visit Cenex.com or go to your nearest store location for more. Again, busy show today. A lot of information. Thanks to Angie Craig and Dusty Johnson for their comments. Also, Chris John with the American Chemistry Council. A lot of topics to discuss. Let's run through a few more. Here's where we take a look at Ag News headlines to close out the show. And when President Trump proposed buying beef from Argentina to boost supply and bring down retail prices, the cattle market reaction was almost instantaneous. John Newton, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said we've already seen a negative market impact from simply talking about the plan.
I'll limit down movements in the futures market for three straight weeks in a row that impeded the ability for cattle farmers to manage risk through the use of LRP contracts. You have to remember that the cattle market's one of the healthiest part of the farm economy right now, and the notion of even importing beef to ultimately reduce cattle prices is a detriment to farmer income.
Now, Newton said the already shaky farm economy cannot sustain a blow to the one sector that's not experiencing a downturn currently.
If you take out the ad hoc federal support that Congress has provided, net farm income is actually down, and crop farm cash receipts are down $71 billion from 3 years ago. So it's the cattle side of the balance sheet that is supporting the farm economy.
Now, Newton said cattle farmers and ranchers are barely beginning to get their feet under them after several years of difficulty.
Trying to lower beef prices when that is the part of the farm economy that supporting rural America creates a lot of uncertainty, especially as American farmers are beginning to think about rebuilding the herd. The notion that we need to lower beef prices would be a 1-2 punch that the farm economy just cannot handle.
Again, that's comments with Dr. John Newton from the American Farm Bureau. Well, the federal government shutdown is starting to drain key USDA nutrition programs that were at the heart of farm bill and spending fights on Capitol Hill. The WIC and SNAP programs are running out of money, according to Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently sent a letter to the states, including Texas, announcing they will not be able to continue funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, due to the lapse in congressional appropriations.
Now, Cornyn says SNAP and WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children's Feeding Program, can operate during a shutdown only if there's funding, and WIC has some temporary funds.
But once those funds are dried up, it's simply not possible for them to continue providing benefits. The guidance from the U.S. Department of Agriculture directs states to pause those payments for the programs.
Now, that's the exact opposite of what Cornyn says Democrats intended when they fought Republican work and eligibility requirements in the president's tax and spending bill and earlier the failed farm bill.
And now they are preventing these programs from operating at all. So what Democrats falsely accused Republicans of, Senate Democrats are literally taking food from the mouths of hungry children.
Senate Democrats insist that it's Republicans who are hurting the needy by refusing to negotiate extending Obamacare subsidies after they expire January 1, when health insurance could become unaffordable for millions. Separately, the Senate Agriculture Committee approved with technical changes the House-passed five-year reauthorization of the U.S. Grain Standards Act this week after key funding and inspection mandates were set to expire last month. While the government shutdown doesn't affect essential or emergency work, such as the efforts to combat the New World screwworm, Aaron Spohr, executive vice president of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, says concerns do remain, especially when it comes to the progress of building the sterile fly facility along the border with Mexico. Spohr also says ensuring Mexico maintains its NWS monitoring efforts remains critical as the pest moves closer to the U.S. border.
A lot of what Mexico is doing right now is passive surveillance, and what they need to be doing is active surveillance. And so we continue to push from CCA, NCBA, and then from the USDA and higher level from there. And so, you know, this is an immediate threat to those border states like Texas and others, but just like the cattle industry, and we all know the cattle industry, this can have wide effects. And hopefully, cross our fingers as the winter months come and colder weather comes, that we'll see that slowdown of it spreading further north. But I think the beef industry is for sure taking this serious.
Again, that's Aaron Spohr of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association. And finally here today on the show, the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council recently hosted a trade mission to Mexico, the top market for U.S. corn. Bradley Shad, CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, was on the trip and talked about the value of U.S. corn and ethanol.
It was a great trade mission. We had the opportunity to meet, first off, with industry stakeholders that buy our corn. So everybody from the livestock industry to sugar and ethanol producers, the rail industry, just kind of get a lay of the land from where they stand. And, you know, it was a long day. We had lots of meetings scheduled and set up throughout the day. And then started the next day, first thing in the morning, with government officials and talking to them about the importance that we feel of corn. And we were welcomed with open arms. You know, they saw the benefit of trade just like we do. Mexico is our number one trading partner, and just building those relationships so we can continue selling more and more corn to them. They continue to increase their purchases of corn, but we have some other opportunities through ethanol and distillers grains as well that will benefit them.
And members of the trade mission got some good news while in Mexico as well, according to Shad. It sounds like there's going to be some opportunities to increase ethanol. And he says meeting face-to-face with customers is vital for the success of U.S. ag exports.
It's that human interaction, having those face-to-face meetings. They understand more of what is going on in the U.S., and we understand what's going on in Mexico, to where we can go and make adjustments and work on our ability to provide what they need, whether that be better quality, whether that be just more of it.
And he says they even talked about some recent railroad issues with Mexican officials as well. Again, that is comments with Bradley Shad of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. That's a look at Ag News headlines. We are out of time here today on AOA, powered by Cenex. Their premium lubricants and premium diesel will keep your operation running. Avoid downtime with Cenex and keep things rolling during this busy harvest season. Go to Cenex.com for more. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, also Colin Woodall with the NCBA, and we'll look at markets with Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers,
in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
I'm a farmer, I'm a wife, and a mom, and I carry a lot. Some days the weight of it all feels heavier than that full feed truck sitting in the yard. I used to think I had to tough it out all alone, but I've actually learned asking for help doesn't make me weak. It actually makes me stronger. So if you're struggling, talk to someone, a friend, a counselor, absolutely anybody. You don't have to go through it alone. This message is being brought to you by all of us at Farm and Ranch Media, because your mental health matters too.
There's an old saying, the only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing. But when it comes to COPD, knowing the signs can mean the difference between life and death. COPD is a chronic lung disease that may be caused by genetics.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sobella.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24-monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the shutdown now in its fourth week, beginning to impact Americans who rely on key programs, along with federal furloughed workers who are not getting paid. ABC's Selena Wang.